So what is known of the dodo is this. It lived on Mauritius. It was plump, but not tasty, and was the biggest ever member of the pigeon family, though by quite what margin is unknown, as its weight was never accurately recorded. Extrapolations from Strickland's osseous fragments and the Ashmolean's modest remains show that it was a little over 2.5 feet tall and about the same distance from beak tip to backside. Being flightless, it nested on the ground, leaving its eggs and chicks tragically easy prey for pigs, dogs, and monkeys brought to the island by outsiders. It was probably extinct by 1683, and was most certainly gone by 1693. Beyond that, we know almost nothing, except, of course, that we will not see its like again. We know nothing of its reproductive habits and diet, where it ranged, what sounds it made in tranquillity or alarm. We don't possess a single dodo egg. From beginning to end, our acquaintance with animate dodos lasted just 70 years. That is a breathtakingly scanty period, though it must be said that by this point in our history we did have thousands of years of practice behind us in the matter of irreversible eliminations. Nobody knows quite how destructive human beings are, but it is a fact that over the last 50,000 years or so, wherever we have gone, animals have tended to vanish, in often astonishingly large numbers. In America, 30 genera of large animals, some very large indeed, disappeared practically at a stroke after the arrival of modern humans on the continent between 10,000 and 20,000 years ago. Altogether, North and South America between them lost about 3/4 of their big animals once man the hunter arrived with his flint-headed spears and keen organizational capabilities. Europe and Asia, where the animals had had longer to evolve a useful wariness of humans, lost between 1/3 and 1/2 of their big creatures. Australia, for exactly the opposite reasons, lost no less than 95%. Because the early hunter populations were comparatively small, and the animal populations truly monumental, as many as 10 million mammoth carcasses are thought to lie frozen in the tundra of northern Siberia alone, some authorities think there must be other explanations, possibly involving climate change or some kind of pandemic. As Ross McPhee of the American Museum of Natural History put it, "There is no material benefit to hunting dangerous animals more often than you need to. There are only so many mammoth steaks you can eat." Others believe it may have been almost criminally easy to catch and clobber prey. "In Australia and the Americas," says Tim Flannery, "the animals probably didn't know enough to run away.